This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The scourge of drug addiction continues to claim too many lives in the United States and in nations around the world.
President Trump in New York City this morning, where he's at the United Nations, speaking a short time ago at an event that's calling for action to address the global drug problem.
Today we commit to fighting the drug epidemic together.
President Trump will have a busy schedule at the United Nations General Assembly this week, where upon his arrival this morning, he was speaking in support of a Supreme Court nominee, Brett Kavanaugh, expressing that support despite new misconduct allegations against Kavanaugh from a woman who claims he exposed himself to her at a party when they were at Yale in the early 80s. Kavanaugh says in a statement the incident never happened. He is calling the allegations a, quote, smear, plain and simple. You're listening to USA Radio News.
At CDW, we get that building teamwork takes more than trust falls.
I did a trust fall once. They dropped me.
Yowzers. To better connect your teams to the people, files, and applications they need, let CDW implement G Suite by Google Cloud so they can collaborate from anywhere on a single secure platform.
Sounds great.
By the way, I would never drop you.
Thank you, announcer man.
IT orchestration by CDW. People who get it. Find out more at cdw.com/Google.
This flu season, one Walgreens flu shot can make a world of difference. So you can protect yourself and also your close-talking coworkers, high-fiving neighbors, two-month-old niece. That's why Walgreens has specially trained pharmacists that have provided over 60 million flu shots since 2010. Stop by for your flu shot today with a $0 copay with most insurance. Because protecting the world starts with protecting yours. Walgreens. Trusted since 1901. Vaccine subject to availability. State, age, and health-related restrictions may apply.
More now on President Trump's visit to the UN General Assembly, which has begun this morning. Over 120 countries represented there. And later today, President Trump will take part in a bilateral meeting with the President of South Korea, followed by a signing ceremony for the United States-Korea Free Trade Agreement. There will also be discussions about North Korea and denuclearizing the peninsula. Here's Secretary of State Mike Pompeo.
The entire UN Security Council remains committed to enforcing the UN Security Council resolutions. I am confident we will renew that and renew the commitments to that in the week ahead. It's one of the things we'll talk a great deal about. To a country, every nation has told me personally, they remain committed to enforcing the UN Security Council resolutions.
Pompeo speaking on Fox News Sunday. A sentencing hearing about to begin for legendary comedian Bill Cosby. The 81-year-old was found guilty in April of drugging and sexually assaulting a former Temple University athletic staffer. And this is USA Radio News.
Everyone loves liberty, so why are you letting other people tell you what's best for your health care? Exercise your freedom with Liberty Health Share. Liberty Health Share is a community of people who voluntarily share one another's medical costs. Members are able to take back the freedom to make their own decisions about their health care. Stop letting others tell you what to do. Call us at 855-58-LIBERTY for more information or check us out online at libertyhealthshare.org. That's libertyhealthshare.org.
A North Carolina woman who rescued and sheltered pets after Hurricane Florence is now facing charges. Tammy Hedges was arrested a few days ago in Wayne County, charged with numerous counts of illegally practicing veterinary medicine. Hedges owns what's called the Crazies Claws and Paws Rescue, and she took in animals at a warehouse which isn't yet licensed as a shelter. The charges are stemming from her giving animals medication at that unlicensed facility. The animals that didn't belong to Hedges were confiscated and taken to a Wayne County animal shelter. Yet another tribute to the Queen of Soul. A new Aretha Franklin exhibit's opening at the Charles H. Wright Museum of African American History. The interim executive director, George Hamilton, talking about what people can expect from the exhibit, called Think.
To present her legacy in a way that allows people to express themselves.
And Tiger Woods is celebrating his first PGA Tour victory in over 5 years. Woods won the Tour Championship in Atlanta yesterday, finishing at 11 under par for the tourney, his first victory since the 2013 Bridgestone Invitational and the 80th tourney win of his PGA Tour career. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop, hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on, stop.
Hey, we're back with the America 6 minutes after the top of the hour. I am Bill Martinez. For more information on the show, you can go to BillMartinezLive.com. It is all right there. Hey, by the way, we still have some more Blu-ray DVD, God's Not Dead, to give away, A Light in Darkness. We're grateful for David A.R. White dropping off a plethora for us to give out. And all you got to do is drop me an email, Bill at BillMartinezLive.com. Tell me that you want to be in the HOPA. We'll put your name in the HOPA. Make sure you include your address, okay? And we're sending out these DVDs. We're pulling out names. And look, they're yours absolutely free. God's Not Dead, A Light in Darkness will be coming your way. Bill at BillMartinezLive.com. It's just that easy. Well, the elites still cannot believe Donald Trump won or that Britain voted for Brexit. But what's next for the populist revolution and for the people who believe in it? Author of Positive Populism and host of The Next Revolution on Fox News, Steve Hilton joins us now. Steve, welcome to Bill Martinez Live. How are you?
I'm great, and it's wonderful to be with you.
Hey, congratulations, by the way, on the show. And, boy, I'll tell you, you're just doing an outstanding job on Fox. I look forward to watching you every week. What you have to share, you know, from a perspective, you know, having not been born and raised in America, but, you know, now a citizen, right?
I'm about to begin the process next year. We've been here 6 years now.
Well, congratulations.
And so I can't start till next year, but I'm very excited about beginning the process. I can't wait.
Well, I appreciate your perspective because, in a sense, if I might say, with all due respect, a little bit of an outsider coming into this country because we have so many citizens who have taken our constitutional rights for granted. We can't even defend it. I mean, embarrassingly, I find that people who do become citizens know more about our government than people who grew up with it.
Well, I certainly feel incredibly honored and proud to be here, and I feel as if I've finally come home. I love everything about this country, and as I've said frequently, the more I learn about America, the more I love America. One of my most special memories, actually, since we moved here 6 years ago, is taking my two sons to the National Constitution Center in Philadelphia,
right,
which is just a wonderful, wonderful place that tells the story of the nation's founding and so on. And there's a performance that you can do. It's very accessible. It's only 20 minutes. It's a great introduction to the ideas that the founders used to build both the Declaration and then obviously the Constitution. And it just captures that story so powerfully. It was a very emotional experience. And I think that's one of the reasons I wanted to write this book, because populism to me is an idea that is very much part of that founding story, the idea of power being in the hands of the people, not in the hands of a ruling class, a ruling elite. And I think we need to re-energize that that idea. And I think that the populist revolution that you saw happen with Donald Trump's election and Brexit, as you mentioned, that's just the start. I think we need to apply that idea of putting power in people's hands right through policy in many different areas so that the interests of working people come first, families and communities, not the ruling elites who've had their power, have had power in their hands for so many years now. And that's why we need ideas, specific ideas, to take the power back and move the country forward.
Steve, I think one of the barriers to entry with this whole concept is that Main Street America feels a bit powerless. And I think that Donald Trump is, you know, restoring that idea and the fact that they have the power position. You know, our whole rule of law is based on authority. And, you know, when you consider the Constitution, the authority clearly is placed in, you know, in the hands of we the people. So it's not like we have to reconstruct something. It's we just need to apprehend what belongs to us in the first place, do we not?
Yes, but we also have to honor that promise because, for example, one of the big themes of my book in Positive Populism is the fact that under what I describe as this elitism of the last few decades, which has put power in the hands of those at the top, and they've benefited from that economically and in all sorts of other ways. One of the things that's happened in that concentration of power, it's not just, by the way, in government and politics in terms of power going up to the federal government and the permanent bureaucracy and so on. You see it in the economy as well, where corporations have got bigger and bigger and bigger. They've been allowed to buy up competitors. And so in many industries, there's not enough competition. That concentration of power goes specifically against what's in the Constitution.
Exactly.
In the 10th Amendment, it literally says the power's not in the Constitution, are reserved for the states or the people. And that promise has been completely broken. And so decentralizing power is one of the big themes of my book. And there are specific ideas, many specific ideas in the book for how we might do that.
Well, I want to get into that, but you touch on this in terms of the concentration of power. And, of course, we're dealing with this constantly, it seems, in the realm of social media. The power that Google has, Facebook, Twitter, you know, this is out of control, to your point.
Yes, and they, of course, say, well, people have a lot of choice and, you know, we're not really dominant. But, of course, that's not really how it is. I mean, yes, technically, there are other search engines, but in practice, the way that they've very successfully, let's be honest, built a product that people find useful, but then on top of that, taken so much data from people that make other services not really fair competitors either. And so you've got this situation where a handful of giant companies are really dominant, not just economically, but socially and culturally and politically. And I think that needs to change. I think we need to have a much more aggressive antitrust approach, which says, we need to break up these giant companies and make sure that there's real market competition because, in the end, people on the right shouldn't just be pro-business. Of course we should be pro-business because without business, there's no wealth to pay for anything or deliver the goods and services and innovation that we take for granted. Business is the foundation of everything. But we also should believe in markets and in competitive markets. And in too many industries today, we don't have competitive markets. We have a rigged, stitched-up situation where a handful of companies dominate the whole scene and actually stop the entrepreneurs and the challengers from getting to the top themselves.
Well, the problem that we've had is we've relied too much on government to monitor this. And the thing is when people do that which they get rewarded for, people are being reelected based on the pockets, the deep pockets of these big companies.
Yes.
So it's really hard for them. I mean, they're shooting themselves in the foot to do the right thing by we the people because, after all, they are the elites, right?
Yeah. By the way, it's not just that we've allowed this to happen. That's in a way putting it too generously. They have literally bribed their way to this situation. You've got this axis of elitism between big government and big business. This is the swamp. This is what happens. We document this on my show regularly on my segment Swamp Watch, which is the big corporations literally buy the outcomes they want from the political system. Doesn't matter who's in power, Republicans, Democrats, makes no difference. They give donations to the same legislators who then regulate their industry. They're staff cycle through the revolving door between Congress and the companies and lobbying firms. The whole thing is a cozy cartel that protects the interests of the already powerful. And that's what we need to change.
All at the expense of we the people, ladies and gentlemen. It is just about 15 minutes after the top of the hour. We're visiting with Steve Hilton. His brand new book, Positive Populism, Revolutionary Ideas to Rebuild Economic Security, Family, and Community in America. We're going to get into some of the specifics. Stay with us.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
Folks, this is very important information. What's to be said about CBD? AncientLifeOil.com. Our CBD is made from hemp and has 0.003 THC, which means this wonderful product won't get you high. No matter what amount you take, what does CBD do for the body? My hands are tied. But you can Google CBD benefits and be astounded. When you're finished reading, you'll want to log on to AncientLifeOil.com. That's AncientLifeOil.com. And purchase. Life is good when you feel good. People are tired of pain. People are asking for non-GMO organic products to help them with, you fill in the blank. Legal in 49 states, and again, our CBD is made from hemp. Ancient Life Oil is about helping people, one by one by one. If you wonder how good the product is, the CEO takes it every day without miss. AncientLifeOil.com. That's AncientLifeOil.com. Have a great day.
Ever wonder how Bitcoin and Ethereum were created? Vercel Media has helped hundreds of companies and individuals make their own cryptocurrency. Decentralized blockchain solutions are making the world more transparent and giving power back to the people. Vercel Media has helped companies raise tens of millions in the past year alone, structuring and marketing ICOs to the thirsty crypto public worldwide. Don't miss the cryptocurrency revolution. Visit VercelMedia.com. VercelMedia.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGDirect.com.
If you're young and healthy, you don't need life insurance, right? Yeah, that's what I used to think, too, until my brother died at 38. Joe left his wife with two kids, a mortgage, and a stack of bills she couldn't pay. Mary had to sell the house and move everybody into this tiny two-bedroom apartment just to make ends meet. I never want to do that to my wife, so I got life insurance. I called AIG Direct and was really surprised how affordable it is. Just $14 a month for $250,000 of term life coverage. Listen, if you have a family, you should seriously think about getting life insurance. You'll feel a lot better having it. Trust me.
Call AIG Direct for a free, no-obligation quote. The call takes less than 5 minutes, and you could save up to 70%. Call now. 1-800-910-7981. That's 1-800-910-7981. 1-800-910-7981.
We depend on our drinking water supply daily, but where does that water come from? Your water provider encourages you to get to know your local water source so together we can protect and preserve it. The investments we make as a community to protect our water source now ensure we have a sustainable drinking water supply for the future. Visit drinktap.org to learn more. This message is brought to you by the American Water Works Association and your local water provider.
I know a place where we can go to lay the troubles down.
You're listening to Bill Martinez live.
Hey, nice way you like us, fresh and very independent. Maybe a little bit ornery from time to time, but hey, look, we got to keep the blood moving, all right? 19 minutes after the top of the hour, Steve Hilton continues with us. Steve is a British political advisor, commentator, former director of strategy for David Cameron, who was prime minister and leader of the Conservative Party in the UK from 2010 to 2016. He hosts the Next Revolution, a weekly show for Fox News Channel, and of course, we're talking about his brand new book that has just been released on positive populism, revolutionary ideas to rebuild economic security, family, and community in America. Steve, real quick, before we get into some of the specifics, I want to get your read on, you know, on Brexit and where that stands right now in England.
Not very good.
Okay. The short version, huh? Okay.
It's a really good example of how the ruling class, the ruling elite, cannot stand the fact that in 2016 the people rose up and said, we want our power back. And ever since those votes, both here in America and in the UK, and we're seeing it here in America all the time, almost every day you see new evidence of the plot by the deep state, the permanent bureaucracy, the existing ruling class to undermine the Trump agenda, to sabotage what the president's trying to do, and in fact to get him out of office. So that's happening here. A parallel process has been going on in the UK with Brexit, where you've got a prime minister in the form of Theresa May who was against Brexit, campaigned against it, doesn't believe in it, and you've got a permanent bureaucracy and a ruling establishment, both the corporate establishment and the civil service, who are dead against Brexit and are doing everything in their power to stop it. Now, it's still going to happen, I think, but the current trajectory is for a very, very chaotic and unsatisfactory conclusion to something that should have been a wonderful opportunity to throw off the shackles of bureaucracy and make the UK an open and pro-enterprise, dynamic, and above all, independent, sovereign nation.
Exactly. Right. Well, the thing is amazing is Theresa May really exposed herself by coming up with some sort of alternate idea, some sort of hybrid version, you know, to keep the elites a little bit happy and maybe keep the common people a little bit happy. It was such a mess. But this is what happens when you have the wrong leader at the helm. You need to have somebody who really, you know, engages the vision that it is a part of their woof and wharf and their very DNA to make this, you know, really make this happen to where it could really be as successful as you see it potentially.
Exactly, and that's another reason why I wanted to write this book, actually, because it's not enough to have you know, a vote once and then think that you've done the job in terms of moving forward this populist people power revolution. It's got to be a long-lasting and deep movement with ideas and people behind it who then form a movement and push forward and run for office and work with elected officials and really make this something that lasts. And I'm trying with my book to make a small contribution to that idea, to that movement.
Well, you know, people need to be encouraged that, again, as we talked about in the first segment, is that they are in the authority position. But if you don't assume that authority and you kick back and let the elites take over, you've got the America of the 21st century today prior to Donald Trump. Donald Trump is shaking things up. He put the organizational chart, which traditionally looks like a pyramid, where you have elites on top and all the way down to the minions, or as some of the Democrats would call deplorables at the bottom. And our founding fathers said, no, that's not the way it's going to be. That org chart's going to be turned upside down. The people are at the top, and then it filters its way down, and it is the President of the United States who serves at the behest of the people, not the other way around.
Exactly right. And what, in order to make that transfer of power happen, that the President spoke about actually in his on inauguration.
Exactly. You know.
That's great, but in order to make it actually happen, you need more than just one person in the White House. You need, I think one of the big problems is that you do not have a populist majority. Look, frankly, they can be Republicans, they can be Democrats, it doesn't matter. As long as they believe in that idea and that set of ideas about returning power to people in Congress, but then you can make it happen. But right now you don't. And he's working with people who are against this whole idea, the same old people there.
Exactly.
And that's why we need to build this movement so that eventually we do get a broad populist coalition going.
You imagine if Donald Trump had more of the same on his team backing him up, not, you know, the deep state that's been a compromised FBI, Department of Justice, and now what's being reported with Rod Rosenstein wearing a wire and maybe executing a 25th Amendment. I mean, this is the kind of shenanigans and silliness that is getting in the way of, you know, a growing economy. I mean, right now, with all this hindrance and everything, we're at 4.2 record numbers in the stock market. Steve, could you imagine if we had everybody on the same team wearing the same colored jersey? What would it
right,
look like?
Exactly. And not trying to constantly undermine and block the president from literally delivering his promises. This is the hilarious thing about the whole episode, which is that they genuinely believe, and this is a story I tell in the book, actually, it's true the world over. When we were preparing, before David Cameron became Prime Minister, I went to see the former Prime Minister, Tony Blair, in the UK, who was obviously from the Labour Party, but he was out of office, and I thought he'd have some interesting advice, and he was very direct with me, and he said, when you get there to 10 Downing Street, you have to understand that the civil service and the permanent bureaucracy literally believe it's their duty to resist and block the plans of what they consider to be these here-today-gone-tomorrow politicians.
Yes.
That they genuinely believe that they are the guardians of the national interest. And you have to understand that, and you have to be ready to fight them and defeat them on day one. Otherwise, you're not going to get anywhere. So that was Tony Blair, the Labour Prime Minister, telling me that
right.
to my face in the UK. Exactly the same story here, but even more so with Donald Trump. And that's another reason why I think that we need to just understand that this populist revolution isn't going to deliver the change we need unless we turn it into a broad-based movement with ideas and people and institutions that are going to push it forward. And that's why I've written my book, Positive Populism.
Steve, I'm an 80-20 guy, the old Pareto principle. You know, 20% gives you 80% yield of the ideas you talk about in your book. Which would make the quickest and most dramatic change?
Well, I do think that the area that we've been talking about, if you just get the power out of the central government, and so there's one specific thing, which is my point, one of the ideas in the book to defeat the deep state. I talk about unmasking the deep state because it's very difficult to understand what you can do with it because it's so lacking in transparency. The one specific thing would be to publish the names and job descriptions and the organization chart of the entire federal bureaucracy. Then we can see who we need, who we can get rid of, which powers can be transferred to lower tiers of government, to the states and local communities. You've got to start by unmasking the deep state. And then we need a massive cut. We need a huge cut in the numbers because one of the things that they do is overwhelm the political appointees with paperwork and bureaucracy and process. You've got to cut them by up to 90%. That's the figure that I think would give you the scale of change you need, a huge dramatic cut in the size of the federal bureaucracy. That one act alone would do so much to put power back in the hands of people.
Well, Thomas Coburn reported in one of his last waste book reports that there was over $400 billion of duplicative waste in our government. And this is all brought to you by the deep state. And this continues. And that's only at that level. It makes you wonder even how deeper it is. Does it not, Steve?
That's exactly right. But we don't know. I mean, it's hard to even get an accurate picture of how many people even work in the federal bureaucracy. Some people say 2 million, some people say 3 million. You don't know, and they rely on that.
That's totally nuts, isn't it? I mean, this is not the way to run an organization. And fortunately for us, we have a true CEO, I think for the first time in the history of our government, who is in office, who is approaching this very businesslike, do we not?
Yes, but as I was saying, he needs allies.
Yes.
People who are blocking him.
Got to send reinforcements come the midterm. Steve Hilton, author of Positive Populism. The book is linked on our website, available at all the usual places. It will engage you and cause you to be activated. Steve, thank you so much. Appreciate it.
When posting on most job sites, you get candidates.
I'm the sales director.
I'm the sales director you're looking for.
But when you post on Indeed.com, you get the candidates just right for you.
I'm a sales director with an MBA, over 10 years experience.
who's also fluent in Japanese.
With Indeed, you can add screener questions for a less time-consuming route to your short list of qualified candidates.
Arigato.
Hiring's better when you've got your short list. Save time on hiring when you post a job on Indeed. Get started today at Indeed.com/hire.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-617-9312, 800-617-9312, 800-617-9312.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The scourge of drug addiction continues to claim too many lives in the United States and in nations around the world.
President Trump in New York City this morning, where he's at the United Nations, speaking a short time ago at an event that's calling for action to address the global drug problem.
Today we commit to fighting the drug epidemic together.
President Trump will have a busy schedule at the United Nations General Assembly this week, where upon his arrival this morning, he was speaking in support of his Supreme Court nominee, Brett Kavanaugh, expressing that support despite new misconduct allegations against Kavanaugh from a woman who claims he exposed himself to her at a party when they were at Yale in the early 80s. Kavanaugh says in a statement the incident never happened. He's calling the allegations a, quote, smear, plain and simple. You're listening to USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Program, your calls, your opinions. Bill Martinez, live.
We're back with you, America. Good to have you along with us, sharing a part of your day. For more information on the show, you can go to BillMartinezLive.com for all the information you need to know. You know, this month, September, is Healthy Aging Month, and we're celebrating. Anytime we can bust up a piñata and celebrate, that's what it's all about here at Bill Martinez Live. But we're going to be talking to Dr. Terry Gleason. She is back with us, and she is the Director of Clinical Science Research and Development at the Department of Veterans Affairs. Now, VA research is contributing to ways that increase healthy aging for vets and other Americans. At VA, research priorities emphasize improving care for veterans throughout their lifespan, beginning with the new veteran leaving service up through the aging veteran seeking to maintain health and function. Aging research encompasses the physiological mechanisms of aging as well as the illnesses that become more prevalent with age. Aging research falls into several general categories, and we'll talk more about that with Dr. Gleason right now. Dr. Terry Gleason, welcome to Bill Martinez Live. Good to have you with us.
Thank you for having me.
So what should our listeners know about VA research and healthy aging?
Right. So I'm glad you mentioned September being Healthy Aging Month, and it just gives us a chance to focus together on the contributions our office in research are working on making towards increasing healthy aging for veterans, but it also impacts, our findings impact all Americans. So it's a great opportunity to talk about our research.
You know, Dr. Gleason, I'm glad you mentioned that, because sometimes people think it's, you know, all about the vets and VA, but look, it's, you know, it's all an investment, and any time we can share information both ways, you know, whether it's, you know, general research to the VA and back and forth, that's a win-win proposition, is it not?
Oh, absolutely, and I think we just have so many examples using our healthcare system, and the research findings that have come out really show people how to improve quality of life over the lifespan, which is our focus of care for the veteran population, of course.
Mm-hmm. Well, I touched on a couple of the specific areas of research that you do, but unfold that a little bit more so our audience has a better understanding about the studies as related to aging that you're involved in.
Right. So we manage clinical trials, for example, that could touch on a specific medical condition that might be prevalent in aging. And examples might be arthritis is a very common one. Mm-hmm. And not only within arthritis, treating or managing the pain, thinking about ways or treatments that would be non-pharmacological, including exercise and different approaches. Alternative approaches to managing pain, just for that one example. But we also have research going on in keeping folks in their home longer by monitoring activity. Those will be informative, as we mentioned, for everyone in terms of extending the ways in which they would like to stay in place over time with aging. But also shared decision making is an area of research in which it's very collaboratively working across medical teams to address all the conditions that might be affecting an individual while they age.
Exactly. Well, you talk about pain management, and I know opioids is also a concern for the VA.
Absolutely, and I think we're really leading in a research program that is suggesting way less use of opioids in prescribing practices, as well as finding alternative methods to or treatments for pain that won't involve opioid-based approaches. So really important research, and we're working across the federal research environment to actually make a difference, and I think we're already doing that. We're already seeing a lot of changes just in prescribing.
Well, that's great. What about cardiovascular disease and stroke?
Yes, yeah, so there I think VA has really led a series of clinical trials that suggest how we can improve treatment. That includes trials of even surgical approaches or new medications, and in terms of stroke, all of the accompanying rehabilitation needs are potential targets for research studies that we're conducting.
Mm-hmm. And you also are addressing mental and behavioral health care, including Alzheimer's disease, right?
Yes, that's absolutely true. Looking at changes that we might be able to identify very early on in the process is really important focus. And what that allows us to do is diagnose potential conditions that might be occurring as early as possible, and then using that information to treat individuals as early as possible. So there's a lot going on in the area of understanding very early mild cognitive changes and what that might mean in terms of predicting future abilities.
Well, we're visiting with Dr. Terry Gleason, Director of Clinical Science Research and Development, the Department of Veterans Affairs. Dr. Gleason, I guess, you know, for you and your position in just observing and being involved in all this research, this has to be really exciting and fulfilling for you, is it not?
Yes, that's a great question. Of course it is, but I think we're always driven by there's so many more questions to answer. And in the scientific realm, of course, it's what drives our VA scientists to our clinicians, you know, working with our veterans in the hospitals and bringing forward those important questions. So it's really their work and the work of our veteran volunteers who are willing to participate in research is just so motivating.
Exactly. See, little did you know when you were younger and you were always asking your parents why. Now here you are, here you are in the perfect job, to find the answer for all the whys, right?
Right. Why and why not?
Yeah, exactly. I'm right with you. So let's talk more. You mentioned a little bit about elderly patients with chronic illnesses. How does VA research improve their care?
Right. So those that are elderly and really challenged by many conditions, I think, are improved by having the coordinated care in the VA healthcare system, all of which is actually coalesced in our electronic health record. That's just a really rich resource in a national model as well for understanding everything that is confronting an individual when they walk into our healthcare system. But in particular, I think looking at the expanse, as we mentioned, from living in home as long as possible and how we can do that in a very considerate way, researching long-term care and outcomes, and then also looking at caregiver needs and what makes sense in terms of those individuals who are trying to care within their family members and so forth. We're having really concentrated areas of research focus as well.
That's excellent. You know, Dr. Terry Gleason, I have a dear friend. She's a retired teacher, 90 years old. She's just absolutely precious. And she just calls it a case of the OLD, you know. She's aging brilliantly and gracefully, but everything is always, she goes, Bill, it's just the OLD. It's catching up on me.
There you go, and we appreciate her. We actually have studies focused on the healthiest of the elderly veteran population, and I think that's really revealing as well. I appreciate that view very much.
Exactly. Well, it's all about attitude, right? It helps you get through. So, Dr. Terry Gleason, where can the good folks go for more information?
Website that describes a lot of our research that we've talked about today is at www.research.va.gov.
Well, keep up the great work. Dr. Terry Gleason, Director of Clinical Science Research and Development at the Department of Veterans Affairs. Thank you so much for being with us. Appreciate all the insight. Are you among the millions of Americans who feel uncertain when it comes to their health care? As a Christian, are you looking for health care that doesn't violate your morals and convictions? Well, we're happy to inform you that there is a solution, and that solution is Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is a community of like-minded Christians that work together to pay for their medical costs. It allows you to decide how, when, and where you will access your health care, so you can make the best choice for you and your family. Starting at $199 a month for a single, up to $529 a month for a family, that's mom, dad, and all the kids. This is how healthcare should be. For more information, call 855-585-4237. That number again, 855-585-4237. Or visit libertyhealthshare.org. That's libertyhealthshare.org. And regain control over your healthcare costs, because this is the way it should be. Together, we're changing healthcare for good.
Dan Perkins here with your songs and storiesforsoldiers.us Veterans Tip of the Day. The economy is growing with second quarter GDP at 4.1%. Employers tell us they have over 6.7 million job openings. They need to fill those jobs so their companies can grow. Companies are actively looking for people to fill those unfilled jobs. And one of those better paying jobs may be out there for you if you're qualified. If you're a post-9/11 veteran, you may be eligible for the new GI Bill. If you get a better education, you can get a better job. Make yourself independent and make yourself more valuable by getting a higher paying job. Are you a veteran looking for a better job? Go to the VA.gov website and search the Yellow Ribbon Program. You may be smarter than you think. This is Dan Perkins with your Songs and Stories for Soldiers.us Veterans Tip of the Day.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-318-4349 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-318-4349. Again, that's 800-318-4349.
I'm David Hall, founder of Diamond Gusset, where we're proud of our 100% grown and sewn American-made jeans. Whether you're out for dinner, working on the farm, or on the road, Diamond Gusset Jeans offers a full spectrum of styles and sizes for any occasion. To find yours, visit gusset.com. That's G-U-S-S-E-T.com. Our loyal customers enable us to continue sponsoring Liberty Media outlets like the one you're listening to. In Liberty, David Hall, Diamond Gusset Jean Company.
A note to D.C. bureaucrats. You're not getting away with it. Bill Martinez, live.
Hey, we're back with you 14 minutes before the top of the hour. Bill Martinez here, Bob Waliszewski over there, Director of Media and Culture, and PluggedIn.com for Focus on the Family. We're going to be talking about The House with a Clock in the Walls. Number one last weekend, huh?
Number one, yeah, $26.8 million. That's okay. Yeah. I'm sure they're not majorly jazzed, but it's more than it deserves. I'll be mentioning why I believe that here in just a little bit.
Well, it's the season right now where, you know, they're kind of clearing the decks a little bit. And so you get some of these movies that have been sitting there, you know, on the on the shelves, and you got to clear it out. And then occasionally you might get one or two that might be up for Oscar contention. So in these waning months of the year, you know, it's time to clear the decks, I guess.
Yeah. I was happy to see that Unbroken, Path to Redemption, did not drop down to zero or something,
right,
after a kind of a disappointing opening weekend, which again I think had a little bit to do with Hurricane Florence. Made another $1.3 million over this weekend, brings it up to 4.5 total. A friend of mine who's well connected in the Christian movie world sent me an email before the movie came out and just said, Bob, I'd like to know what you think this will do. And it's hard, you know.
Right.
Even though I do this for a living, you know, I have no way of knowing for sure. But I said, I think it'll debut at about somewhere in the 8 to 10 million range.
Mm-hmm. I would have thought.
Go on to make $25 million. And I missed it. You know, it did not debut in the 8 to 10. It debuted in the 2.5. And I think my $25 million expectation is too high too. So,
right, maybe when everything is all said and done with some DVD sales and that sort of thing, the way it's looking right now, we're under $5 million. Which I'm like you. I'm disappointed. I think it's a great movie. It is one that you want to get in front of anybody who is, you know, to reinforce their Christian walk, and those that may be hearing the knock on, you know, of God's hand upon their heart.
Well, Louis Zamperini's story is got to be one of the top 20 all-time, you know, testimony stories in Christendom. I mean, this guy, I mean, he's an Olympic-bound athlete. Then he goes to war, and then he crashes in the Pacific and somehow survives. He's one of few that survived on the plane, and then he survives for 40-some days on a life raft.
Amazing.
Longest anyone ever has done it. And then he's captured by the Japanese, and he's, I mean, it just goes on and on and on. And you're just like, you know, any one of these things would have been compelling. Any one of these things you could have made a movie about.
Which Angelina Jolie did.
So anyway.
You know, you're exactly right here, Bob. I'm sorry to interrupt you there, but I just, I think there's so much to this man's story. But I believe after everything was said and done, and I think this is why he was grateful that there was a part two to the story, and that is really the redemption of his heart, his soul, and, you know, where he was on a trajectory prior to coming in relationship with Jesus Christ. He was at end of life. I mean, PTSD, alcoholic. He was a mess. But for his wife, having to incidentally run into a tent where Billy Graham was preaching, and then she was so converted, you know, like kind of that woman in the well, she comes in contact with Jesus, and she's got to go back and get her loved ones. Hey, look, I just met the Messiah. I mean, you know, and you need to, I think this is going to help you out. And reluctantly, he goes, but he gets to that point where he can't deny the truth. And that's all our story. Stories, is it not, Bob?
Absolutely. I met his son, Luke.
Luke
Zamperini,
and
just really liked the man.
Right.
And I wish I could say that I met Louis, but did not.
But in a lot of ways, though, you did, because Luke spent 50 years with his dad, you know, going through all these, you know. And I was talking with Luke, and I said, gosh, you know, what an honor for you to be around your dad like that, to, you know the stories firsthand. And as we, you know, just talked very casually, I mean, these stories just came right off the tip of his tongue, just like, you know, they were just, you know, like right now, yesterday, you know, about his dad, the nuances, the experiences that he went through, even going, you know, back to, you know, meet with his captors. He never did meet with the bird, who he wanted to meet with the bird for one reason. That was to forgive him, to give him the gift that God had given him. And he wanted to pay it forward to the guy who, you know, caused him more pain and more distress than we can only imagine what he endured in that prison camp.
Yeah, for our listeners who don't know the story, the bird was the head of the Japanese prison camp and really was personally involved in his torture and helped direct a lot of the torture. And the PTSD that Zamperini suffered when he got back, a lot of it was flashbacks to the bird.
Right.
Just, you know, in those moments of being abused and tortured. And I can only imagine what that must have felt like. And I know that there's been a lot of people that have come back from wars, various wars, be it Korea or Vietnam or Iraq or Afghanistan, and the bottle seems to numb the pain. I don't support it, but I understand it. I get it. And that certainly was Zamperini's story until he found, as you said, found the Lord at a Billy Graham crusade, and actually went on to travel with Billy Graham on several occasions. And he really did live his faith out the rest of his life. He's one of those guys, rock solid, you know, didn't fall away from the Lord, didn't embarrass us. Just really a rock solid guy.
Well, I guess, you know, when you get to that point in your life that you feel like, you've been living a rather lost life. And when you really have that moment with God, because I can tell you, Bob, for me personally, it was like, God, I deserve to die right now, and I should be dead. Just give me, can I have a little bit of time? you know, even though I know it's not about works, but I want to offer something to the kingdom. You know, that was my prayer to God. Is you know, it's not that I could make up anything. I couldn't. Jesus did everything. But, you know, just part of you reacts because you're so grateful for what God has done for you, is that you want to say, look, I want to be on your team. I want to be an active member. And for me, all my life, you know, involved in sports, and that whether it was basketball or baseball, and that I played in high school and in college, you know, I want to be on the team. I want to be on the first string. I want to be playing. I want to be active. I want to be contributing. And that was my heart. And God granted me that, you know, that time. And I think for Louis Zamperini, it was like, okay. And then you go through the process of, you know, there he is. He's with Billy Graham. And by the way, one thing about Billy Graham was, of course, you know, Will Graham, Franklin's son, plays Billy Graham in the movie, which I just, you know, his intonation is close, you know, yeah, to Billy Graham. But it was so cool. And having talked to Will about that as well was really special. And I know you visited with Will Graham.
Yes,
as well.
I was out for one day of film shooting for this film in California, and it happened to be the Crusade night filming, and that was pretty cool. So,
yeah.
Anyways, now we'll transition to The House with a Clock in Its Walls, number one film, and it's rated PG, Bill, so you know that it shouts culturally, that PG rating says family, family, family,
right,
load
right.
the minivan. We're all about you and your kids. And I want to say, wait a minute here.
Yeah, yeah.
But a little bit about it. It's based on a popular book. It follows the tale of young Lewis, who in the 1950s arrives at his uncle Jonathan's house after the death of his parents in a car accident. He's never met his uncle Jonathan, and then he soon meets the lady next door, Mrs. Zimmerman, and quickly they admit that he says, I'm a warlock, and she says, I'm a witch. Now, this transitions to some really strange dealings in this film. Now, there's some good things here. There's some, you know, a message of adoption. There's some messages about, you know, taking in the less fortunate and all that. But that's like about 25% of the movie. The other 75%, because director Eli Roth is at the helm, and he's known for his gory, adult-focused horror films like Grindhouse, he quickly opens the door to pentagrams and blood magic spells to raise the dead, necromancy, demons. It's a really weird scene in this kid film with a demon around a fire. I don't even want to describe it.
Let's have the kids in the middle of this, right?
Exactly. And so it was a bait and switch. If you look at the trailer and you look at the rating, it's kind of saying, hey, come see us. And I know with a 28 million take, there was a bunch of parents who took their kids to it. I think that was a mistake, because I think it just gives too many thumbs up to, you know, magic eight balls and communicating with the dead, trying to levitate objects and what things that are condemned in the scriptures, which this movie doesn't even try to acknowledge. You know, it just kind of makes it look cool, and I have a real problem with that.
Well, this is the pervasiveness of Hollywood's liberal creativity to do this and thrust it upon our kids and our families. So if you're not aware, this is why you need to, you know, check out PluggedIn.com, get a heads up, and you're not like some of these parents that probably feel like they wasted their money over the weekend by going to see this movie. Bob Waliszewski, I'm Bill Martinez Live. Thank you, Robert.
Let's talk tough. Let's talk comfort. Let's talk about down-home value. Made in the USA blue jeans, like you wore as a kid. Remember?
There's a place down in Tennessee where they make blue diamond gusset jeans. They show pride in every stitch. Guarantee you love the way they fit. They put a diamond gusset in the crotch where you need it most. Blue Diamond Gussets got it. Others don't.
For good old-fashioned comfort, get Diamond Gusset jeans. Every stitch guaranteed. And our Defender motorcycle jean comes Kevlar reinforced. See them at GUSSET.com. That's Gusset.com. Or call 888-848-7738. That's 888-848-7738. Diamond Gusset jeans got it. Others don't.